from KQED.
Now a story about second chances. Teens in the juvenile justice system have plenty of time to think about their futures. But inside one correctional facility in Stockton, a private business lets kids plan for their futures while helping victims along the way. Reporter Alice Daniel has more.
My name is Michael Casalio, and my floor leader here
is Terrence Turner.
The upcoming floor leader,
Jordan Ruckus.
Our IT tech,
Chandler Luce.
Michael Casalio and his five colleagues work at Merit Partners, an electronic recycling business located inside the walls of the N.A. Chidarian Youth Correctional Facility, Casalio's home for the past 5 years.
Cables, wires, computers, laptops, computer chips, and motherboards.
It's the only operation of its kind in California. The incarcerated youth do most of the work, and there's a small support staff that trains them. The job pays $8 an hour and teaches valuable skills, Casalio says, a far cry from his drug-dealing past. He spent his youth in and out of foster care. His own parents were addicts, he says. He smoked pot at 9, used hard drugs at 11, and at 15, held up another dealer.
And during the course of the robbery, somebody tried to prevent us from getting away, so I shot him 5 times.
The murder haunts him.
I took somebody's grandparent away. I took somebody's husband. I took somebody's dad. And there's nothing I could do to repay that or replace that.
But he is giving back. 20% of the money he and his peers earn goes directly to victims. The youth contribute to a local victims fund every year and also compensate the people harmed by their crimes. That compensation is mandatory, but 18-year-old Chandler Luce, the IT tech on the floor, says he would donate some of his earnings to make up for his past, even if it were optional.
You look in here and this is just a place full of people who have caused harm to the world, and I was a part of that.
He says he rebelled against a strict, verbally abusive upbringing. One night he was at a wild party. Police showed up and barged into a room where Luce was having sex with an underage girl. They were both drunk, he says, and he was charged with rape.
Was I using that alcohol as an excuse to take advantage of what I wanted? And really, it opened my eyes, you know. A lot of people think, you know, what their crime did wasn't really that bad. But once you go and you look at the reasons behind you committed that crime, it was a mindset, you know, using alcohol to get what I wanted.
This is a very humbling experience.
Tom Gammon worked for years as a consultant in Silicon Valley before retiring to run Merit Partners. The young men he hires go through an intensive interview and resume screening process. They're the only kids in the facility who pay part of their room and board. So the program teaches them about budgeting and makes them pay into a savings account.
These kids, when you can hear them and see where they make a change in their life, how difficult that is. I mean, a major deal. These kids, I mean, you hear some of their lives. It really just pains you.
Merit doesn't track individual employees after they leave the facility, but Gammon says the low recidivism rate, about 10%, far below the historical 55% in juvenile justice, is one indicator the program is working.
Right now, I'm making sure that I have the proper hard drive, the proper RAM, and make sure that processor speed is all that is in the database.
Another positive sign. Employees like Terrence Turner want to go to college and be techies, a big leap from his rough past, he says. His mother was an addict. His father was in and out of jail. Turner joined a gang and was involved in the murder of a rival member, a 15-year-old boy. Initially, he only wanted a job with Merit because it paid good money.
After a while, you're starting to understand like the value of a dollar, like, and where our money goes, like, and that is a strong thing that you learn here about giving back to your victim.
In 2013, Merit employees gave about $8,000 to the San Joaquin County Victim Witness Emergency Fund. Program coordinator Gabriela Horaki says the fund helps people like 38-year-old ranch hand Mario Dominguez.
I'm speaking to Mr. Mario Dominguez.
Sí.
Dígame.
Iba al trabajo.
He was on his way to work.
Iba manejando normal.
I was driving normally.
Y mire que venía otro contra él.
And I saw a semi approaching.
Y un carro se metió que
a drunk driver trying to pass a semi-truck smashed into the front of Dominguez's car in October. Today, Dominguez sits in a hospital bed in a two-room apartment he shares with his wife and 18-month-old daughter. He lost a leg in the accident, his arm was broken, and his other leg was shattered.
Yuli. Yuli.
Hola, papi.
One arm is in a brace, but with the other, he beckons for his daughter. Horaki says the emergency fund helped him with the $60 transportation cost for each doctor's appointment before he was signed up with a ride service. The fund can be a lifesaver, she says, something she's told the youth at Merit.
Sometimes meeting them, it's in my mind hard to connect what they've done and who this person is that I meet. It just doesn't even seem possible.
Their crimes have hurt many people, Haruki says, but that doesn't mean they can't change. And she has hope the change will last. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Stockton.